Today, we keep the memory of Saint Vitalis of Elena. He is a new saint, and therefore, we should associate with him more. Just to see a couple of things from his life, a couple of simple things. At one stage, Saint Vitalis was cleaning toilets during the night, secretly, because he didn't want someone else to get in trouble. So basically, he was taking responsibility, he was acting to save someone else. And this makes me wonder, do we cover our brother's mistakes in a family? Do we cover everyone else's mistakes? Or are we the ones, the righteous ones, to proclaim them in the name of justice? If we do, just compare our actions with what Saint Vitalis did, and compare where he is and imagine where we will be if we don't do as he taught us. So imagine a scenario in a family that the sun breaks the fabric base, the flowers of the mother. And instead of the father getting upset, he covers him up. He goes to the mother and he says, "Forgive me, my love, I broke my accent." Do you think that the son will not love his father more for what he did? He got responsibility for his action. Of course the son will adore the father. And we ask why? That's why. Because we take responsibility for the mistakes that other people do. And again, compare this behavior with our everyday practice. And you will see, we will see where we are standing spiritually. At some point, St. Vitalis was locked into his room for days, and he didn't have food to eat. The landlord went, opened up. She thought he was dead. He wasn't dead. He was crying. He was on the floor praying, and he had no food. And this, I'm telling you, because the poor people, usually, they are very respectful. I mean that they won't go around begging. But there are poor people around us, and they could be poor in material things, and they could be poor emotionally. We need to clear up our vision to be able to see who they are and be there for them. It doesn't have to be in a material way, just be there for them. So, Saint Vitalis was a great saint, and at some stage everybody realized that he's a saint. But when he was alive, he was accused for a number of terrible things. And imagine, he passed away, and let's say that one of the people that accused him also passed away. How would this person stand in front of the fearful judgment seat of Christ, understanding that he accused a holy person? And what can we say for ourselves when we're gossiping everyone around us? I'm only saying these things, they're very simple, they're everyday things, because one way or another, we all fall into these traps. So if we want our family to be an example, if we want ourselves to start being spiritual, we need to start from today and imitate the life of Saint Vitalis in these simple things. To be holy doesn't mean that we need to be complicated, that we need to be educated, that we need to know everything. We need to know two things: love God and love our neighbor. But if we don't have simplicity, we can't even love ourselves. I wish Saint Vitalis a blessing upon all of us, and may his life be an example for us.